Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. I'm really glad you're with us today because we have a fascinating guest with a very interesting story. Her name is Cassandra Dunn, and she has 3 science degrees, 20 years experience in the medical field. She is a registered nurse and has a ton of information on the medical side of things. But what we're going to talk about today are incredible stories that Cassandra has had in her life. She's had experience with John of God, healing from ETs. She's currently helping out down at Yosemite Ranch temporarily with James Gilliland, which a lot of you guys know him from BBS Radio. So she has a lot of stories, and I can't wait to get her on. So let's start the show right away. Cassandra, thanks for being on.
Oh, Christina, thank you for having me. Sending you lots of love and gratitude from Yosemite Ranch.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, I met her in person just recently in October, and I felt like I had known you forever, and you're just such a light in this world. And you told me a little bit about your story, and immediately I said, let's get you on the show. So why don't we talk a little bit about... since we only have an hour show and you have a very fascinating story, which probably could be 3 books. I know that you're working on a book now about your story, but
I am.
Why don't we talk a little bit, give the listeners just a brief glimpse of where you were at when all these incredible experiences started happening in your life.
Okay. I was about 38 years old and I had been healthy until then. And then I had started having strange symptoms. I couldn't sleep. I had severe insomnia. And so then I started finding medical care and going to doctors to figure out why I can't sleep. And then one thing led to another. And pretty soon I started not feeling good, flu-like symptoms, a lot of weight loss. And then after about 6-8 months, I started having massive chest pain, back pain, shoulder pain, and 6 or so months went by after seeing several doctors with a severe chest pain. It kind of evolved into, after being sick for 4 to 6 years, I wound up being in a wheelchair. I was flown to Mayo Clinic. I went to Cleveland Clinic. I went to a couple other medical university medical centers. And, you know, then they started treating me with, diagnosing me with all different types of things like fibromyalgia, chronic insomnia, stiff person syndrome, chronic AFib from the chest pain, Parkinson's, myasthenia gravis, dysautonomia. I was passing out. I couldn't stand. My blood pressure was going crazy. So they diagnosed me with POTS, hyperadrenergic syndrome, and so on and so on. So after about 6-8 years, I wound up in a wheelchair. I was in so much pain. All of my tendons, ligaments were ripping and tearing. My throat, I couldn't swallow. I had tears in my throat. And then I wound up being bedbound for 1 year. And as I was laying there trying to contemplate what is this is all about, I was in so much pain. I really didn't have much family left to help me out. So the police would come once in a while to check to make sure I was still alive. And then finally, the last specialist offered hospice. So I told him, hold off. And so as I was bedbound, I started to research spirituality and Dr. Wayne Dyer, James Gilliland, and just spending 10, 20 hours a day laying in bed, researching spirituality and what life is all about and what is this all about. And then I saw a Super Soul Sunday program with Oprah, and Dr. Wayne Dyer was sharing how he was healed with leukemia from beings through the John of God Healing Center. So that's where my spiritual healing journey started.
Oh, Cassandra, can you hear us? We might have lost her. Oh, there you are. Okay, she's speaking live from Ysetti Ranch, so you never know what's going to happen on this show. Okay, so you let's go back. You heard about this John of God helped Wayne Dyer, so...
Are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you, Cassandra.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can.
Okay, so, all right, now I can hear you. So, go ahead and continue. You heard about John of God through Wayne Dyer.
Okay, so what I did is I sent a picture of myself long distance to the John of God Healing Center, and within a day or two, around 2 in the morning, the entities came to visit me in Michigan, and I could feel them working on me. And so I laid there, and I was a little bit shocked, so I didn't know what to do, so I just laid there and said a prayer, and I thanked them for coming to help heal me. And I asked them, I said, you know, I've been laying here for a year. I said, I really don't have any love in my life. I said, before you guys leave, could I have a hug? And somebody kissed me. And that was the most amazing experience. And that started my spiritual healing journey. After that, I realized that I needed, they told me telepathically, I needed to go down to Brazil for more profound healing. So the entities helped me physically, financially, the things fall into place. And they assisted me to get me down there. And when I told my kids I'm going down to Brazil, they thought I was crazy. My older daughter says, how are we going to get you back from there if you die? You know, because I was in really bad shape. I really couldn't walk. I was so sick. And I says, don't worry about it. Just leave me down there.
Oh my gosh. So the money just came, and what would you name these entities? Just beings of light, or?
Yep, that's what we call them, entities of love and light.
Oh, okay.
They come from a higher dimension. They're interdimensional beings. And I actually have a picture of their light ship.
We posted the ship that Cassandra sent us on bbsradio.com Reach For It Radio Show page. So go over there if you guys, it's incredible. It's one of the best UFO pictures I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's been quite an amazing journey. I've been down to see John of God at the Healing Center 6 times. Every time I go down there, I have either an out-of-body experience and meeting with the entities, a surgical procedure on my energy body, and also with each visit and each encounter, which I've had visits in Michigan and in Nevada, with each encounter, I learned something new. It's been a spiritual journey. It's been an educational journey, that's for sure, as far as how far off our current medical system is. And what I found out during my visits and healing in the past 3 years is nothing is as it seems. Over 90% of all diagnoses are incorrect. I had seen over 30 doctors and specialists all over the United States. And what I have found out is that we're all very toxic. And it all stems from birth, getting vaccines, mercury in our fillings in our mouth. And that's when my problem started. I had just seen a new dentist when I was 38. He put in a bunch of silver fillings, which are actually half 50% mercury. And that started my neurological issues. And not one doctor, over being sick of the period of 6 years, could figure that out. Not one of them tested me for heavy metals, which heavy metals are in vaccines, they're in our fillings, and like I say, so nothing is as it seems, and I've really taken a turn in looking at our healthcare industry a lot differently. I did work for the federal government for 3 years as a medical investigator, so they trained me on how to investigate things, and again, what I've come to realize and learn is that a lot of these treatments that we're getting are incorrect, ineffective, and just poisoning us. If we take something to mask a side effect or a symptom, it's not curing anything. It's just causing more side effects and more health problems. And I think that the current philosophy of the pharmaceutical companies is not to cure or heal. It's just to make lifelong patients and make more money, which is unfortunate because really that's what not what doctors and nurses are meant to be for. We're meant to help and cure and heal. And so,
so now, when I met you, I would have never in a million years thought you were sick. Or were past tense sick. Okay. I mean, she is beautiful and bubbly and full of energy and just like bopping around Ysetti Ranch. And, you know, everybody wants to talk to Cassandra because she has such a loving and open and bright energy. So I can't even imagine you in a wheelchair or, you know, bedbound at all. Now, all of these experiences later, do you have anything still that you're dealing with, or was everything healed? What happened?
No. Throughout the 3 years that the entities have been visiting me, each time I've been improving and learning. Now, some people ask, well, why didn't they just heal you on the first day? I said, well, what would I have learned from that? I wouldn't have learned anything other than through prayer and through intention and through opening up your heart and your mind that there are spiritual beings, there are interdimensional beings here to help us, and that I was healed. But at the same time, if they would have healed me 100% that first time, I would not have learned everything I have in the past 3.5 years or so. So it's been a journey, and Earth is a school. We're here to learn and evolve. And each experience I've had with the entities up until, say, January of this year, they came to me in Nevada, took me out of body, and they said that they're leaving. My healing is done. And I started to sob. I was so upset because they're just wonderful entities to be around, just filled with love and light. And I didn't want them to go, so I started crying and sobbing, and they popped me back in my body, and I'm crying. And so I just said, okay, Cassandra, just calm down. So then they weren't going to even leave me like that. So they came back, and they played a joke on me so it would heal my broken heart. So they played a joke. They took me out of body to a picnic with with cookies and milk for the crybabies. And I started laughing, like, very funny guys. So they have a sense of humor. So this is part of my wanting to do interviews and share my experience at Ysetti on weekends with the guests that come. I want to educate people and share my experience that there are beings of love and light in other dimensions, spiritual, whatever you want to call them, your guardian angel, whatever. They're here. We have to open up and allow it. I also want to share that the healing center in Brazil, the John of God Healing Center, is genuine. I have seen so many miracles there that it's almost a little blasé after a while. I spent a total of about 6 months down there over the past 3 years, and I've watched and I've observed. I've experienced. I've talked to thousands of people down there that have had healings and experiences. So I wanted to share that healing center is probably one of the utmost powerful spiritual healing centers on the planet right now. John of God has been doing this work for well over 50 years, and he doesn't take claim for any of us. He said it's God that heals, not him. And for people, for people that believe, no words are necessary, and for those that don't, there are no words available to explain. So it's a genuine healing center, and so that's another thing that I would like to share with people. And another goal is to share that, I've been a nurse for 20 years. I've seen so much with my training and clinical experience that vaccines are toxins. They attack the immune system for life. Once you inject, you just can't suck those toxins out. So I would encourage people to do your research. My grandson almost died from vaccines a few years ago, and to this day, he's autistic. He has massive GI issues. He cannot talk. He has emotional breakdowns. But he has received many healings through the John of God Healing Center. The entities are always with him. I know he would have died years ago if it wasn't opening up, sending his picture, or taking it down in person. He doesn't make too much eye contact, but he'll brush the teeth of invisible entities and laugh. And it's so cute because you know he's communicating with these beings. And he'll offer them a grape. But kids still have that connection. They still have that soul connection. And so it's just amazing.
So, Cassandra, I'd like to ask you this because I know this question comes up a lot with our listeners and people who are looking outside of tradition and looking beyond the veil. Did you ever worry that the entities were not of, you know, a loving source? Or did you ever see anything that you might have thought, you know, you doubted it? Like, take a step back and put us in that place where you went from mainstream on your deathbed to these entities coming and you're like, oh yeah, these entities of love and light just came and healed that, you know, think about where you were at. Were you freaked out? Like, what happened?
Well, putting myself 3.5 years ago, I was in so much pain. I was literally being torn apart from the inside out, from my eyelids down to my toes. I was in so much horrific pain that at that point I had totally surrendered to the will of God or creator or source or whatever you want to call him. And actually, I went down with the intention not to heal. I just figured it was my time to go. So I had told my ex-husband, I'm sorry, you know, gave what little I had away, and I was ready to go. So I went down there, and usually they ask you, write down 3 things that you'd like healed, because they don't want a whole bucket list, but they already know. So one of the first things is I wanted to know what was killing me, because it didn't make sense to me. And the second thing was I wanted to see my dog one more time because and tell her I love her. Because I had just put my dog down that I loved. She was about 13. She was a little Pomeranian. She was sick. She had kidney failure. And I knew nobody would take care of her because she was peeing all over and puking all over. And so I figured, I'm putting her down because I'm dying. And then after I put her down, I'm like, that's it. I had totally surrendered by that time. When I first arrived at the healing center, I was early, and I was kneeling with my head on the floor of the healing center because I was just so sick and weak and painful. I think people thought I was meditating, but I was literally in so much pain. I looked up, and I could hear people kind of talking a little bit, like, what's this going on? I look up, and there's a dog looking at me. I'm like, what's this dog doing in here? And I looked up at this dog, and she put one paw on one shoulder, one paw on the other, and then put her head on my shoulder. And then I'm patting her, like, on the bottom, and I'm saying, okay, honey, I love you, too, thinking, this is really weird. And then it hit me. A worker came up to me and said, you realize that that was your dog? And I'm like, wow. Oh, my gosh. So I learned from that even. Miracles can happen right under our nose, and we might not recognize it right away. But the reason I went down there and put so much trust down in there is, one, I had really nothing to lose. I had surrendered everything. And two is that Dr. Wayne Dyer spoke highly about the Healing Center. I had done research and purchased the DVD Healing, which I really suggest a lot of people, if your listeners can afford it, buy that DVD Healing by the John of God Healing Center. It was made in 2008, and there have been instantaneous healings just from people watching that documentary. So I started researching and using the tools of my training as being a medical investigator. I ordered books of people that have been down there that wrote them. I ordered DVDs. I watched Dr. Wayne Dyer. I communicated and found people online that had gone down there. And after about 3 or 4 months of full-time research, I took a great leap of faith and said, I'm going. What do I have to lose? But then I thought, I don't have much money. So then I found, at that time, gold was like $1,800 an ounce. I had a couple gold necklaces that I had taken to the pawn shop. So I wound up with enough money to go. And once you purchase your flight down there, the entities work with you. I have heard that hundreds and hundreds of times, and I have experienced it also. Once you purchase and push that buy ticket, that airline ticket, the entities are already with you. But at the same time, sometimes people can't make it down to Brazil. So long-distance healing is just as effective. And that's what started my spiritual healing journey. So I have taken hundreds of pictures down with me because I figure if I'm blessed with the ability to go down there, I want to take as many as I can with me to present to the entity myself for healing. And I've, in return, it just makes my heart sing that I get emails and letters and little tokens of gifts saying, thank you so much. I could write a book just on the effect of me taking pictures down there myself.
Well, this is an incredible story, Cassandra, and you're helping so many people by being on this show and other radio shows and your future book that will be coming out soon, I'm sure, because your story is such an amazing story. It's not like someone just got healed of bronchitis looking at a picture, you know. This is a woman on the brink of death, and you are such a gift.
And that's correct. I was flown to Mayo. I went to Cleveland Clinic. I went to University of Michigan Medical Center. I went to several other university medical centers, specialists, and every single one of them got them wrong. And it's unfortunate because most of them want to help, but their training, starting back in the early 1900s when the Rockefellers took over the medical system, it's not healing anymore. It's all toxins. And again, I would ask people, do your research and make your own decisions. Take your power back. That's a major lesson that I've learned with this. I gave all my power away to medicine, to doctors, to the schooling. And then it hit me after my journey, after my experiences, that this isn't healing. This is not healing. Putting mercury in your head, the second most toxic substance on the planet to plutonium, causes nerve damage. It's linked to MS, all kinds of neurological problems. And then they put mercury in vaccine?
Yes. And you know what? We have to take a quick break. I'm sorry to interrupt. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the medical side of your knowledge in alternative health, because you helped me a lot. And I know you have much to share with the audience. So we will be right back with Cassandra Dunn.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
And Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We have a great guest today, Cassandra Dunn. I'm sure after listening to the first part of her story, you all understand why I had to get her on this show. So, Cassandra, you've had an amazing story of coming from the brink of death to full healing. You have the medical background. You also have the spiritual side. And when we talked at ESETI, you were sharing with me some information you were given about from your guides or your entities of love and light. I'm not sure what you call them. Everybody has different names. But could you share with us some of the alternative health information they gave you and how it worked?
Absolutely. One thing I just want to clarify, that not all entities are of love and light or have your best interest at heart. So that's one thing I want to put out there, is you kind of have to use discernment and kind of be careful what you open yourself up to, okay? Because not all of them have your best interest at heart. There are some beings that that are not service to others. They're more service to self. And so I just want to put that out there. Okay, a couple things I'd like to share. So when I was down in Brazil, I get a lot of messages telepathically. And so I was asking them, you know, what is exactly killing me? What is killing me? And they told me, it's your medicine and you're toxic. And specifically, the one medicine that was doing the most harm for me was Ambien. It caused every tendon and ligament and connective tissue to inflame and tear.
Okay, so for the people, real quick, the people out there who don't know what Ambien is, tell them, because this is prescribed all the time.
It is. Ambien is a sleep aid. And one of my first symptoms from heavy metal toxicity, which tipped my scale from the mercury fillings, was insomnia. So then I started seeing a doctor, and because I couldn't sleep, my nervous system was jacked, which is damage from heavy metals. And of course, doctors labeled me with bipolar and all type of psychological disorders. And I was like, what? I'm like, you've got to be kidding. I don't have bipolar. Something's wrong. And so they put me on Ambien. And I only took, and it's a sleep aid, it's a sedative, and it's commonly prescribed. So if anybody is on Ambien and they have chest pain and any other pains, please do your research. Ambien and all meds have so many side effects. Please do your research. But none of the doctors over the next 4 or 5 years of me deteriorating ever picked it up. I had 2 sleep studies. They all said, oh, Ambien is safe. Well, that was the big one that was killing me. So the entities told me, quit taking your Ambien. And by then, I was on 20 or 30 different meds. And so I about had the shock of a lifetime when I realized that meds are just doing harm. So I asked the entities, please help me get off every stinking pill I have in one day. So I quit morphine, methadone, MS Cotton, all those heavy narcotics because I was in so much pain. I quit everything in one day, and that was my choice. I'm not suggesting.
Did you detox? Did you have a detox? Did you have a detox reaction? Because that's quite a bit of medication to quit.
It is quite a bit of medication, but the entities helped me. So just that one night, I was a little bit hot and a little bit pacing, but that was it. That was it. They helped me get through that. So some of the other things that they have come to me in the last couple years is I used to get a real bad infection, recurrence for 20 years of cold sores on my lips. They would get so bad that it looked like really somebody hit me in the mouth with a bat. So it's a herpes infection. And I would get them a couple times a year, and it would get so bad that I couldn't eat. My jaw hurt. I'd get headaches. And my whole lip would blow up to be, and it looked awful. So I prayed to them. I asked them, I said, what can help with this herpes infection, these cold sores? And then they told me, organic black licorice root. And I was in the car driving in the desert in Vegas at night. And I'm like, who said that? I'm like, organic black licorice root. I said, when I get home, I said, I'm going to run to my computer and look that up. And if that's for that, I'm going to crack up. So I went home, whipped out my computer right away, looked up organic black licorice root, and I'll be darned. It's an ancient treatment, Ayurvedic treatment, natural treatment for viruses. So wow. I ordered some. You can order some online. Organic black licorice root. I started taking it. No side effects, and it's fairly reasonable. The current treatment for a virus or this infection is antiviral medication, which is very expensive, and it's altering your DNA, and it has all these side effects. So I took this organic black licorice root, and I don't have a problem with it anymore, and it's been about 2 years. Another treatment that came to me is the sleep issue. I also went and got some vitamin C IVs, 25,000 milligrams, to help chelate and remove some of the heavy metals. And then after that, I could sleep a couple hours a night. So I still pondered on the sleep issue, and they helped me with a remedy with that. I said, it's got to be the pineal gland, guys, and I do a lot of talking to the universe. And I said, what? I said, I know fluoride is a corrosive toxin. When they add fluoride to the water, it's not natural, and it's corrosive, and it's adding to causing our pineal glands to be corrosive and blocked and not functioning. It causes it to calcify. And I think that the elite of this planet realize that, and they don't want us to be spiritual beings, because the pineal gland is your spirit gland, okay? It secretes DMT in the middle of the night and melatonin for sleep, which helps you with out-of-body experiences and so on and so forth.
Well and just while we're on that topic of fluoride, it has come out a lot recently that Hitler and his Nazi Germany group would put fluoride in the concentration camp water to keep the prisoners docile so they would not fight back.
And that's correct. And after World War II, the United States government recruited all of those Nazi Germany scientists and made them an offer under Operation Paperclip. They said, either come with us or you can go get tried under the Nuremberg trials. So they said, well, okay, we're going to go with you. When do we start? They were given quite a high compensation for back then, and they were given free rein. The Nazi Germany scientists are those that started the major pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma. If you research Bayer, Merck, and Baxter and others, those are Nazi Germany corporations, if not their name. So when they came over, they told the United States government, well, we've been dumping fluoride in the drinking water, and you're correct, to make the prisoners more docile and more manageable. That's when we started adding fluoride to our water. So I was asking the entities, you know, with helping with this insomnia issue, I could at that time sleep 3-4 hours a day, but still not quite enough. So then they showed me and they gave me the sign of fermented skate liver oil. So I looked that up and did some research, and lo and behold, I found an interview by Dr. Pete Peterson, who used to work for the military for decades, and he knows the treatments to heal of what the government is doing. Because a lot of people say, well, why would the government or beings or corporations harm us when it's going to harm themselves? Well, they know the antidote. They know what to take or what not to take. So he gave it out. It's fermented skate liver oil. He said the government was scared because if everybody knew about this, it would bankrupt Social Security, because the number one killer on the internet, if you do some research, is cardiac disease. Well, fluoride is corrosive, and it's contributing to massive heart disease, along with other issues.
The hardening. The calcium, the hardening of the arteries. Fluoride is calcifying the pineal gland. It's all related. It can't just attack the pineal gland and nothing else in the body.
That's correct. And so I ordered some. Within 2 weeks, I went from sleeping maybe 1 to 3 hours a night to sleeping 4 to 6 hours a night. And then after 5 or 6 weeks, I was sleeping 6 to 8 hours a day with no medication. So I know it works. And it's a very strong, powerful, natural antioxidant.
So I have a question for you prescribing, because neither of us can do that. But I'm just curious, like, what do you take? Do you take one a day? Do you take 2 tablets a day? Like, what have you found for you? And everybody else can check with their doctor, use their discernment, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm just curious for you, because you do have a medical background. What did you find worked for you?
I just took 2 a day.
Wow, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, and I had 2 sleep studies in the past at major medical centers and spent tens of thousands of dollars for the diagnosis to come back, you have insomnia. I'm like, no kidding. What's causing it? Well, we don't know. This is what our medical system has turned into. They don't know and they don't care. All they know is to write a prescription and put chemicals and more chemicals into our bodies. That was my experience.
So do you just talk to them and say, hey, just out of the blue? Or do they contact you usually? Or how does it work when you work with your medical advisory board in the sky?
Well, I focus. I open myself up. And I kind of put myself in a situation where I'm open for communication. I'm asking for help. I'm giving gratitude, and I'm listening. Our brains are so busy, with thoughts and stuff that we're missing a lot of the communication. We're so jacked up on, that's why our adrenals and kidneys are just pumping with adrenaline. You know, got to go to work, got to go to rush hour, got to go here, hurry up and do this. The kids are crying, I guess. And the TV, the TV is more subliminal messages messing with your brain waves. And so what I've done is I haven't watched TV in 4 or 5 years. And to be honest with you, when it's on, when I go to somebody's house, I can't even be around it. The energy from the TV alone, I can't take. So these are things that you have to do. You focus and you put your intention out there and you listen and you pay attention and you be open to it and you'll get messages.
So when you took that picture of the light ship, I know we're skipping back a bit, but I forgot to ask you before break, and it just came to me. So I'm thinking your buddies out there are wanting to know this. So I'm going to ask, did you just see it and know it was the ones that were helping you and you took a picture? Were you guided? Did you have a healing and then you looked up? Like, how? Take us back to that time when you took that picture.
Me and a lady friends were down at the healing center. They close at 8, and it was dark about that time because it was right at closing time. And we were walking around, and we just take random pictures. And they just show up in a random picture. I have so many pictures of entities, of different light analogies in my pictures of different orbs, different color orbs. So once you open yourself up, it seems like once I opened myself up to spirit, I started getting all of these interesting pictures, just random pictures. I put my excitement behind the camera. I know they're there, And I get some of the most unusual pictures of how entities and beings from other dimensions or other star systems, how they get here via a ship or even individually in this little teardrop rainbow-colored pod. And I started getting these little rainbow pods in my pictures, and then I'd zoom in, and I went, oh, my goodness, there's a face in there smiling. And it's just random pictures and put your intention out there. And I just had a cheap old Kodak camera back then, and then it broke, and then I couldn't find another charger for it because Kodak doesn't make digital cameras anymore. So I thought, oh, no, my magical camera here, this is my 3D thinking. My magical camera's broke. No more energies and orbs and beings and ships for me. So I went and bought a $100 Nikon camera or something. And then I started getting some pictures with orbs and energies. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's not the camera. It's the energy behind the camera. It's your intention. It's your focus. It's your love. It's your happiness. It's your joy. Even at East SETI, I got a picture of Bigfoot in the fourth dimension. And because I had put my intention out there.
You did not show me that. I want to see that picture. That's incredible.
Yeah. The Bigfoot are real. They are very intelligent, highly advanced beings. They're third and fourth dimension. They can read your energy. They can read your intent. And so I had put my intent out there. I'd love to see one. And I got one. You can see his head, his face, his ear, his hair. And I showed it to James, and he's like, oh, my gosh, look at the energy around that being. It's all purple. So, yeah, you just have to open yourself. They're waiting for us to awaken. They're eagerly waiting for us to awaken. And, it's just amazing. So it's not the camera.
So with your healing journey, which is just fascinating on its own, and you really have a drive to help people by giving workshops and speaking on the radio, and I see you doing private sessions with people myself, which I'll be the first one in line to get one. But anyway, you have this, you definitely have a purpose and a mission to open people up to these possibilities. Do you see anything personally that you see as changing, or information that you would like to share, because you're really connected in to those higher dimensions?
We all need to take our power back. We are all part of God. Our spirit comes from Creator, Source, God, whatever you want to call it. We've given all of our power away when it's all actually inside of us. We are all capable of this, but we have to first awaken. And the awakening, sometimes people are choosing, like I did, for my awakening, it was not an easy journey. It was filled with suffering and loss, and at times, I was almost suicidal. And I'd pray in my little hospital-type bed in my living room, what is this all about? And they came to me the first time. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. We get more contacts, and there's a lot less psychic distraction in the middle of the night. And I was praying to God, Source. I said, what is this all about? Because I really just wanted to die. And they came to me in one word, and I was shocked. I said, what is this all about? And they said, love. Out of their love, they're trying to awaken us so that we realize that we have the God particle, the spirit, the energy, the shard of divine energy within all of us. But the rulers of the planet don't want us to know this, because then we're not controllable. Then we're not gullible. And they're making an awful lot of money off of disease and suffering, which is really kind of sick, because I can't see prospering off of someone's suffering. But the energy that's running the planet doesn't have our best interest at mind. They're not service to others. They're service to self with greed. So that is a powerful message that I want to get out there. Take your power back. Just don't hand your children over to the doctor, which this is how they were trained. They don't know any better. Hand them over with doing 69 vaccinations by the time they're 18. Research what's in those vaccines. Start questioning things. Just don't take something just because someone in a white coat said so. Question it. And I'm going to tell you, when you start questioning, you may not get the right kind of response because they don't want people to question. Just do as I say. So that's a powerful message I want to get out there. Don't question everything, even what I'm saying. Question it. Start thinking. Start going inside and feeling what is right for you, what resonates, what makes you feel good, what makes you happy. If you think about something and you go, that doesn't sound very good, research some more. You know, with all the information that's available on the internet, I, for the life of me, don't understand why anybody opts for vaccines anymore. I really don't. But again, I have to respect other people's journeys. There are a lot of souls coming to the planet to experience being disabled or having this type of health issue because I think things are changing. The planet is changing. So I think a lot of souls want to come in here and burn off some karma maybe and experience these things before the planet really pops into a higher dimension or a higher frequency, because a lot of these things aren't going to be allowed in a higher frequency. So at the same time, I have to respect other people's journey. And if people are interested and they're willing to be open to hear alternative healing or just doing a little more research, I think anyone, and I used to, pull the vaccine inserts. I've read them. I've researched the ingredients. I've also researched that they've been putting other components in vaccines and not telling people, like the SV40 virus that causes virus. It's from monkey kidney cells, the simian virus 40. That means there were probably 39 before it, and who knows how many after. Over 100 million people were infected with this vaccine, with this virus in the vaccine, that are getting cancer.
Okay, so, was that that was the recent thing that just came out by the CDC, right? That they
they knew about that in decades the polio. Ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just now, and I actually challenged the pediatrician about vaccines, and I said, I just read it, and it was a credible source, and it linked back to the CDC, and he reamed me. And said, CDC is here to protect you, And then he pulls out his iPhone and he starts scrolling through to try to debunk me. Like he went on Snopes or something bogus like that. That's, don't get me started. So Then guess what happened, Cassandra? Because I did question and yes, you guys, start talking, question everything. And you know what he found? He actually did find a credible source finally, because I made him scroll down, and then he found out that it was 1963 or something of that nature.
Oh yeah,
and that's when he received the polio vaccine. And you should have seen the look on his face.
Oh my god! Oh, that's not funny, but it's funny.
93 million people were infected with the causing cancer. And the CDC is finally coming out with it. And it was for the polio vaccine in 63. And I tell you, he got out of that office so fast. I think he was panicked that he, because it was something causing lung cancer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe I opened that guy's mind,
And maybe.
The more we talk about it, the more we question, we can change the world.
Well, all you have to do is look at the state of the world right now. Actually, I saw a report recently that our average age has dropped from in the late 70s now to 69 years old. Look at the state of the world right now. The number one lobbyist, the number one most powerful corporation on the planet is pharmaceutical corporations. There are so many sick people. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There are so many sick people and chronic, so much cancer, so many new syndromes coming out. this is a sick world. And with our technology, when was the last cure you've ever heard of? Well, I've been in nursing for 20 years. I haven't heard of any cures because they don't want them out. Because there's no money in curing. They want to keep everybody sick and swirling. But yeah, the vaccines that they found that were tainted and laced with HCG, preventing women to carry, and have a baby. So it's a population control. So there are other things in vaccines that they're not telling the general population about. And so when you start on that slippery slope, then you start questioning, I had heard rumors that HIV was put in tainted hepatitis B vaccines back in the 70s. I wonder if there's any truth to that. So it gets kind of scary when you give your entire body away to someone that's got a white coat that was trained by the Rockefellers. And so they weren't trained in healing. They were trained in pharmaceuticals.
Well, what people are finally waking up to and is that, you know, nobody's going to take care of you. Don't think the church is going to take care of you, the government, the medical community. No, they're all looking out for their best interest, okay? So you need to take care of yourself. And this is such a message of empowerment. Cassandra, we only have a short time left. If you want people to contact you, if they're interested in following what events you're going to be speaking at or your book or other things, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, if anyone would like some information on how to submit a picture down for healing remotely, please feel free to contact me and I can give you the instructions and follow up on how to do that. You can email me at my email. It's CassandraDunn@yahoo.com, and I'll spell that, CassandraDunn@yahoo.com. And this is part of my healing and part of my journey is to help people that are looking for outside healing outside of the realm of Big Pharma. And it's not a religious organization down there. It's a spiritual hospital. So I want to make that clear. The John of God Healing Center is not a religion. It's not a sect or a cult. People have been coming from around the world there for over 30 years. John of God is a full trance medium. The beings of love and light come through him. And with that, they bring thousands of entities, thousands of beings that have once been healers, doctors, whatever. And they come, and each person has a team of specialists working on them to their best and highest good. Now, with that, I can say not everybody heals, because maybe that's part of your journey. But everybody that goes down there or has a picture submitted gets some type of spiritual healing. I can say that. So, yeah, please feel free to contact me if you'd like information on how to submit a picture remote. Or if you want information on how to get down there. I am not a healing center approved guide. I'm just here sharing my story, and I can share my experiences, and I can direct you to the right people to get the right information that you'd like.
Well, and we talk about all of the time how raising your vibration, raising your frequency will help you not only, you know, going through life and these changes that we're going through on Earth. But a lot of people believe, and I do believe this, Cassandra, that when you raise your frequency here on Earth, when you die, that's the frequency you go to, your soul goes to. So don't screw around on Earth thinking that you die and then everything's going to be solved. We're down to learn, and let's raise our frequency now. And if it's using some skate liver oil that you just talked about, go for it. Or watching the John of God video, contact Cassandra, because she is an amazing woman and you would definitely want to follow her and find out where she's going to be next, because she's helping a lot of people. And right now, down at the ranch, we only have is there anything fun that's happened recently that you can share in about a minute before we have to go?
Oh, Oh, it's every weekend guests come. It's just an amazing thing. We've got a couple weekends left where we can do Skywatch with James Gilliland, and we've got a Thanksgiving gratitude dinner coming up on Thanksgiving. So please go to the eSETI website and do a little research if you're interested or if you're in the Trout Lake area. James is also an amazing connected with all kinds of beings. He's had all kinds of experiences on ship in physical and spirit. Go to the eSETI website and see what's going on and check in to see what we're doing there. Every weekend is amazing.
Well, Cassandra Dunn, you are amazing. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And you've opened a lot of minds today. And I hope you've given a lot of hope. And any of you who have someone who is suffering and going through a lot of, medical problems, have them listen to this show. It might give them some hope. Okay. Thank you to all the listeners out there. I love you so much and just love to connect with you here on BBS Radio. So you guys have a great week and namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.